They say it will be a street-by-street cleanup strategy, police fighting a crime wave in Lima, a city of nearly 10 million people. On Friday night, they closed several blocks of a street lined with bars in one of the city's most dangerous districts as part of the state of emergency.
The neighborhood councils call us and tell us who are incurring in offenses. We are working with that information.
Dozens of armed robberies recorded by security cameras in recent months have many Peruvians, particularly women, living in fear. Margarita Moya says she's been forced to adapt.
I don't go out on the street after 5 p.m. I've been assaulted many times. They take your wallet and phone, and now if I have to go out, I don't have anything in my purse.
The most common attacks, young men targeting backpacks and purses, or men on motorcycles stealing cell phones from their victims. Peru's telecommunications regulator says an average of 4,000 cell phones are stolen every day around the country. The National Institute of Statistics says more than a quarter of Lima's population have been crime victims.
More than 80% of the people who live in the state of emergency zone say they are dissatisfied with police security. But for the police, it is difficult. For instance, in this area where more than 800,000 people live, there's only 10 police cars to patrol the streets.
Now the government has ordered the army to join the patrols, and with a clenched fist, says Defense Minister José Luis Gaviria.
We'll use the full force of the law. Our soldiers know what they need to do. We're armed forces and we go out with guns. Authority is respected and that principle must be recovered.
Some analysts say the government lacks a considered plan to combat crime effectively.
Instead of deterring, the armed forces may encourage organized crime actors to arm themselves, like in Brazil or Mexico. Although we have an increasing level of violence, we are not in a critical situation. My impression is that the government's measure is basically populist.
The coronavirus pandemic has left more than 4 million Peruvians without a job, and police say most people involved in criminal activity are young, unemployed men. 60% of Peruvians disapprove of President Pedro Castillo's six-month-long government for a range of reasons, including the crime rate. Critics say more police and soldiers on the streets, even if effective, will do little to curb public discontent. Mariana Sánchez, Al Jazeera, Lima, Peru.